866-2237.
I hope wherever you're listening to this show and you're hearing the sound of my voice, you are cool. Not a good time for the AC to go on the fritz when we're talking about temperatures in the 100s plus. And it depends on the humidity. What a way to start, huh? Kate Delaney, ATN, coast to coast, nooks and crannies in between all of you listening. Welcome and thanks for being on board. Boy, we're really going to take you to some interesting places during this hour, including some of the obvious ones, right? And the obvious ones are in Washington and in the halls of Congress and the conversations about the debt ceiling and lifting the debt ceiling or drawing a line in the sand and what's going to happen and is it going to be Armageddon when August 2nd arrives and are people not going to get their checks. I think it's a twisted thing to jack with people, to be honest, who their whole lives have paid into the system called Social Security. Because, yes, in life we know things change and you don't always get what you want, right? After all, it was the Rolling Stones who wrote about that. Can't get no satisfaction. However, you can't do that. You cannot do it. There are some sacred cows, and you can't do that to older people who have paid in, who have sacrificed, who have played for the good guys, I'm going to say. Sounds awkward to say that, but saying they tried to be that good citizen. They tried to do whatever they could. They're proud Americans, and they don't deserve to be ripped off. So a threat in that direction, I didn't like that in the first place. And the same with the military people, because you are asking people to give up their lives to fight for wars that are questionable, let's say, right now. Somebody's there in Afghanistan or Iraq for a year, and then they end up going back again. And this is a voluntary military right now. So there's no draft. You're going to threaten their families with not getting a check. So what, they can't pay their bills and their interest rates go up because they have to mess around with some credit cards, whether they're carrying high debt or carrying just a very little bit of debt. Guarantee people getting those checks need the checks. They're not taking it and going to the casino on the bus with all the other gray hairs. They're not doing that. They need the check. So that's not right. So we want to mess around with people's money. It's one thing to do it. It's another thing to hijack people who don't deserve to be in this situation. So when we talk about the debt ceiling, the problem becomes it somehow gets dehumanized. And when the president threatened that, oof, what do we do? We're not going to pay our bills. Social Security's in trouble. Knowing that was a trigger, because that's a flashpoint, and people are going to say, whoa, I have to get my check. What are you talking about? Why would they do that? I mean, are the Republicans trying to screw us? What's happening? Why is that? Or it could blow up and, of course, affect the president. It's not good any way you slice it because we should have never been in this situation. But I can say that every single night on these airwaves and pound away at that, and it doesn't matter. It's not going to bring it back. You can't freeze time. We've moved forward, and this is where we are. This is where we are. Because while families are trying to balance their budgets, the people in the federal government can't seem to get that right. And the spending and the spending and the spending has put us in this situation. I bet you, dollars to donuts, I always like that expression, that in my lifetime, we won't be in the black. I hate to be so cynical, too. Because, you know, really, if you listen to me, but then if you knew me, I'm not really a cynical person. But I think it just is the truth. After covering politics for long enough, talking to people of all shapes and sizes in this game, on local levels, in different cities and smaller towns, and then ultimately the difference, purely Washingtonians and what happens when somebody gets to Washington, on the Senate level or in the congressional level. And ultimately, you know, this is the fabric of our country. This is how we proceed. We have three branches of government. And it's not happening with the debt ceiling. It really isn't. So the latest is that if you look along party lines, really very little, I think very little will get accomplished in the next couple of weeks. So then it really is decision time. Okay, so what's going to happen here? Is there a default? And then what does that mean? Does that mean interest rates immediately are going to soar? Mortgages are poof going to go up because it's going to come back and bite us all? And the answer is, it depends on who you talk to. You can sit down with several different economists, and some predict what Tim Geithner loves to hear, that it is all going to blow up in our face, and it's absolutely going to be a depression. We're going to have the worst depression we've ever seen, and it's insurmountable, and we can't have that happen, and we can't lose our credit ratings. You talk to other economists, and they poo-poo that and say it's not a good situation to be in, but it is not insurmountable. And to keep going down the road where we're not slashing our spending really, and we continue to add more money on top of bad money already with this deficit, we will never, ever unravel it. Never. And I think pretty much everyone can agree on that. We'll never unravel it. Coming up, we'll let you hear what Rand Paul had to say as he talked about the Gang of Six and their proposal. And also, you know, the compromise. Is there a compromise in this? Because we keep throwing that word around, and bipartisan cooperation and all that sort of stuff. You know, bottom line is, why aren't more? I mean, see, here's the thing. When we trot out people on the Hill and we hear, why did this happen? Why did that happen? And we're talking about a myriad of things, right? From baseball players and steroids to what happened in an oil spill or whatever. Now's the time, if you're going to trot people out, why aren't we having serious economists work on this? And there are some. I'm not saying there aren't any brains who are picking it apart and trying to figure out, you know, what do you do with this interest and what should we be paying on and all that sort of stuff. Well, why aren't they front and center? Why isn't that happening more? Let's hear those plans. Here's what was proposed. A, B, C, D, E. Geez, here they are. Boom, boom, boom. Here's the choices. But see, we know simplistically, you have got to take that the biggest John Deere mower you can find, and you got to mow down those programs. You have got to cut the spending. Not just a little bit. It can't be a prick of the finger. It has to feel like pain. It has to. That's the only way it's going to be solved. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Her hair is hollow gold, lips sweet surprise.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to pass the ball forward on a couple of things. One on Gaddafi, because, oh, yeah, there's that thing about Muammar Gaddafi, what's going on there. And then, plus, what's happening in the fight over airport body scanners and the naked images and the fight for privacy and rights and all that kind of stuff that we've talked about often here on the show. So we'll get to that in a second. But first, cleaning up what we were just talking about there, or I was talking about, when it comes to this debt ceiling, and so many of you have sounded off and talked about the fact that even if you had to make the sacrifice, you say, hey, don't do it. Don't keep going down this road because we're not getting out of it, and you're sick of it, and you're sick of seeing it, and it's just a big old machine that really most of us aren't part of. Rand Paul, when he was running, the main thing that he constantly talked about was the monetary screw-ups, the deficit and the Federal Reserve, and how he thought it really, the Federal Reserve was pretty much useless from the conversations I had with Paul. I had a couple of them. And now here he's in this position since November, and he's really coming out swinging. And here's what his thoughts were, a little slice of the thoughts anyway, over what's happening in D.C.
to whether or not there's enough of us who will draw a line in the sand and say no more. We can't continue to spend money we don't have. I would say the chances immediately are small. I would say August 3rd, every day, those chances increase.
Yeah, every day. He's right. Every day those chances increase without a doubt. Let's move on to Muammar Gaddafi. Here's another thing that we spent a lot of time on, as I said, passing the ball forward. Well, it's not a surprise. I don't think it's a surprise to many of you that this is a real stalemate situation. Coming up on our next show, we're going to have a conversation with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert. We haven't talked to him in a while. And he is in the thick of all these things that are happening. He's advised so many people on terrorism from the FBI on down. Now we've got Gaddafi 5 months later still in power, basically, or still there. So does he stay in Libya? France is saying, well, you know what? Gaddafi could stay in power, or not stay in power. He could stay in Libya if he gives up power. Maybe we can come up with a diplomatic solution to this. Because guess what? This guy is resilient, man. He is not going unless he is prone. If he is down for the count, he's going. So the U.S. has said, nah, Gaddafi's, he's got to step aside. And, you know, does he stay in Libya? If he steps out, does he stay? Or what happens to him? Well, isn't that up to the Libyan people? What do you think the Libyan people are going to say after things that have happened in Misrata, where people were used as human shields and were picked off and all that sort of stuff? Of course, he's not going to be able to stay in Libya. And do you really think he's going to remove himself from power? He's going to raise the white flag and give up? I don't know. I don't see that. I don't think so. I think after 41 years, this is a guy who's not going to say, uncle, not going to do it. And for the rebels, they've had a lot of people go down. They've had massive casualties in a couple of the places that they're trying to hold on to, including one of the oil spots, a town called Brega. And they're trying to get, and they have to get through this if they're going to get on to Tripoli. So you had almost 200 people wounded. You had 18 that were killed. And we're talking about the so-called good guys, the us's and the thems, right? The thems are those that are loyal to Gaddafi. But it's going nowhere. The head of NATO says that opposition forces had made some progress and that, you know, they're going to join up. It's looking from the west to the east that that's going to happen, and it's probably going to continue. They're getting better trained. I mean, here we go again. And how much money are we dumping into this? You know, it's easy to say NATO. Who do you think NATO is? How much of the United States is NATO? It's like sleight of hand. But we're not that stupid. We figured it out, right? So there might be diplomatic pressure on Gaddafi, and it's building up. But he's not gonna step aside. What is the incentive? What is the reason to do that when many of the troops that are loyal to him are winning their battles? So there was a meeting of people who were representing Gaddafi's interests and the U.S., because, geez, we're not really that involved, right, happened over the weekend, and they formally recognized the Benghazi-based NTC as Libya's legitimate interim government. So nobody there is talking about, in Libya, nobody is talking about the potential departure of Gaddafi. It's not being discussed. Everybody else is talking about it, but it's not being discussed there. Bottom line is, and I can't wait to hear what Atticott has to tell us coming up on our Thursday/Friday show, but I mean, really, you want to talk about an incredible stalemate where we're just pumping that money in, because we are. I mean, here's the thing. What is he going to, is Gaddafi going to wave the flag? I've already said this now 3 times. No. And Libya, is this a place where we should have been? Is this a place where we needed to be? I don't think so. France, I get the interest. And, okay, France is our ally. I get the interest. They're getting oil there. Europe is getting oil there. But with NATO, and that's how we jump into this, I mean, it is time to get out of there. It's not our country. at some point in the United States, we have to learn to say these words. Let the dominoes fall where they may. Let the chips fall. Syria. And why are we not in Syria? Because they don't have any of the stuff that we need, like oil. Come on. It's not looking good there. It's not looking good. And suddenly, because we have so many problems here in the U.S., the talk of Gaddafi has died down. But the situation hasn't. And we are still vested in this. We are still invested in this. Absolutely. So how much money do we pour into that? Oh, please. Somebody make some sense of it. And this is one where it's about, okay, NATO's taking it over, and then you just realize what does it really mean? What does it really mean? And the answer is it means that we're really in trouble with that. All right, I talked about Gaddafi certainly enough, because I hate to just leave things hanging. And this is one thing that has been hanging around for a while and has kind of gone, you know, taken a back seat to a couple of other things that have happened. The other thing that we focused on a lot was the airport body scanners. I was traveling a lot last year. As you know, I did shows from a couple of different places. We have shows coming up at the tail end of the year from some other places as well. So who knows what airports I end up in. But they're talking about new software for screening people at airports, and they're not going to have the naked image thing, because that was the big, of course, screaming point of so many of us. There were so many complaints that they started to test these four airports, the full body scanners. They started to test instead using a generic body outline that just highlights where something's detected. And they don't have the actual image of whoever the passenger is. And I don't know. I'd like to see the software. But supposedly it's incredible. It's like 241 millimeter wave body scanning machine. And that's going to go to like 40 airports, right? And it's already in some other airports so that you would have a way to screen people. It wouldn't be as invasive. Here again, power in numbers. So many complaints, they couldn't get away with it. That's what happened. John Pistole had to go back to the drawing board. They had to come up with something else, right? See? Coming up next, we're going to go to the email.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. and about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature. The blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Programming reminders, since we're hitting it pretty heavy and we're getting weary of, you know, all these talks about the debt ceiling and whatnot, we lighten the load coming up on our next show a little bit because we've got some lighter fare, like our cheap movie review. I don't know how many people were dragged or went willingly to see the final installment of Harry Potter. It looked pretty good, and we aired some of that, you know, our little slither or trailer of the Potter flick. And I have to say, it did kind of reel me in a little bit. It was intriguing. I mean, now they're older and this is the end of the tale and all of that, but it's dragged on so long, you kind of lost me in the middle. But there are people who are just rabid fans of the Potter deal. So it goes into week two, and how much money ultimately will that film make? And then there are some other ones that come out this week. And of course, we're looking at the other ones that are coming out. You don't want to miss it. It's always a lot of fun to talk for a segment about the movies. Of course, with the cost of the movies, many of you probably try to catch either the dollar flicks, which if depending where you live, sometimes the dollar movies, I have to say, are pretty good. The movies nowadays get tossed so quickly to video or to that interim movie theater that usually you can catch things within a year, a lot less than that, maybe 8 months or so. And so if you have the patience and you can wait to see whatever it is you want to see, you can do it a lot cheaper, that is for certain. We're going to do that, and as I already mentioned, we're going to talk more about Libya, some specifics with Jeff Atticott. Now, though, here on ATN, I thought it'd be a good time to go and check the mail.
The mail is here!
Ooh! It certainly is. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Hey, Kate, did you hear the story about the 8-year-old Brooklyn kid who was kidnapped, slaughtered, dismembered, was drugged, and now they're saying that the nutball who did this, or who was charged with allegedly doing it, is possibly psychotic and is undergoing a battery of tests? Yeah, I did hear that, and this is, if there was ever a case for, ooh, this guy deserves to be executed. What I understand it to be is they say there was no, he wasn't sexually abused, but in every other way he certainly was. And the sad story, the sad thing, it's so, so sad. The suspect is this guy named Levi Aaron, and he is a hardware clerk. He's like 35 years old. So at his arraignment last week, he pled not guilty. And his lawyers are saying, I mean, they're really planting this. He's at Bellevue for a psychiatric evaluation, right? They're saying, oh, he hears voices and hallucinations and all that stuff. And what happened was Levi Kletsky is the kid who was killed. And all he was doing, oh, I mean, this is just so sad. He was walking to meet his parents when he was leaving camp. It was a day camp. He was abducted after he left a day camp. And, you know, this happened July, you know, second week in July. And he was supposed to walk 7 blocks to meet his parents, but somehow he got lost, right? And he ran into this hardware clerk guy. And then he panicked and, you know, kidnapped him, took him, and used all kinds of things on him, apparently. So all he was doing, he was just literally a few blocks away from home, 8 years old. Oh, can you imagine? And the kid was given all kinds of stuff, muscle relaxant, antipsychotic drugs and painkillers. You know, the pharmacy basically this guy had on hand. He was drugged, and then he was smothered to death. Smothered to death. Oh, just breaks your heart, I'm telling you. And so if the question is, do I think that that they should go after this guy with everything they can? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, does anyone see a gray area in this? I don't think so. Nope. I'm going to say no. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is Joe listening to us. He says in Vermont, hey, Kate, this is Joe in Vermont. I have something to ask you. The heat is on, and the heat is on even a little bit here. People aren't talking about Vermont, and certainly Vermont isn't like the rest of the country. But what are people doing? How are people combating this heat? I haven't heard you say anything about that. Thanks. Love the show. Okay. What are people doing? Well, certainly I can't get into the heads of everyone and go from place to place. But from what I understand and checking in some of the areas, especially in the Midwest, I mean, it's all about what I already said. It's liquids, and all the television news and the news stations are telling people to stay inside and not do anything strenuous and keep on drinking things over and over and over again to stay hydrated. It's all the stuff that we've been telling you, but it really is serious business, and people are ignoring it. People do ignore it. People, they get up in the morning, they run to their job, and they think it's okay, and then something happens. You know, imagine if you're in the middle of the day, it feels like it's 120 degrees out there, and your car breaks down. Oh, how fast would you get out of that car? Hopefully pretty fast, and hopefully somebody could come pick you up and help you, because it's like the air being out. Drive around without air? Ooh, I don't think so. Or some people have had power outages that they've had to suffer through, and that's the big concern, is what if there's a power outage because of the temperatures that we're enduring right now? So I think, like most of the cities, they're warning people, same thing about the liquids and all that stuff, because when you're talking about like 141 million people, well, do the math. How many people are there in the U.S.? How many people have been affected by this heat wave? And when you say over 20 people are dead directly related to the heat, I mean, that's a scary, scary thing, isn't it? It means we're not joking here. We're beyond saying, oh, it's really hot, and this is a hassle dealing with this, and we're all complaining. No, we're all trying to dodge the bullet is what we're trying to do, at least in some of the places where you've had 100 plus. Where I am, it's been 16 days of 100 plus. 16 days. Now, not high humidity, so it doesn't feel like it's 120, but it doesn't feel great. And pretty much I think people are not, if they're running or biking or playing tennis or doing any of that kind of stuff, they're doing it either really super early in the morning or they're doing it much, much later in the day. Even in the day, it's a little bit tougher, just trying to avoid the heat. And in some places, the heat is earlier in the day. In some places, the heat is, 4 to 6. So that's the other thing. When is the heat of the day? You know, when you hear the weather guy or woman say, avoid whatever from in the heat of the day. There is something to that, because there's a big difference when you still have a little bit of the cooler temperatures versus right in the heart of it. I already said this, but how does anybody work in the construction business, any of you listening, how do any of you work in the construction business when it's that hot? I mean, it has got to just crucify you. You have to be in jeans and shirts and gloves and work boots because of what you're doing when you're on those sites. But I can't imagine a more miserable place to be in the middle of what's now starting to inch toward some of the worst weather that we have ever seen, All right, for fun, I'm going to go to this next one. And this comes to me from Chris Brown, who says, I don't know if you caught this or not. I know that sometimes you talk about music. In fact, you used to talk about music a lot. You haven't so much lately. A lot of it is politics and politics. But the Rolling Stone did an awesome, awesome mag on, I couldn't read that, mag on the best albums of all time, the top 500 albums, and they used a panel of so-called experts, a lot of them, of course, in the music business. I don't necessarily agree with all the findings, but I think you should talk about what you think are some of the top albums of all time. Oof, that's a tough question. And I know what he's talking about with the Rolling Stones magazine doing that, trying to, it's always fun for them to try to categorize what's the best song of all time, all that sort of stuff. But best 500 albums, I need time to think about that. Anybody have any candidates? Elton John, Yellow Brick Road, I don't know, David Bowie, Pearl Jam, Police, 800-259-5791. See you in a few.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
That Rolling Stones question in the email and about the 500 albums, boy, that would take a long time to go through that. Think of how much would be left out, plus the different types of music. You know, do you have a, are you someone who's eclectic? Is it just certain, you know, types of music you like you're just purely rock and that's it? Or do you appreciate some of the other stuff that's out there? It's like somebody asked me the other day about Zydeco music, if I like Zydeco and if I, you know, knew any great Zydeco places. And in answering that, I thought, wow, you know what, I do kind of like Zydeco music, but I haven't really been to a club per se where that's all they focused on, it's except for in New Orleans once. But I like it, like rockabilly. Some rockabilly I think is good, and I like a lot of electronic fare. So I'm one of those people that it would be tough for me to narrow down my top. I'd really, really have to put paper to it to think of my top albums of all time, because I would cut across a lot of different errors, and including current stuff, and I would cut across a lot of different music, from blended dance music on down. I mean, even if primarily it's rock or, you know, rockabilly type of music or whatever, or I'm a big blues person, I like blues. Well, there's a big difference in how big are blues artists versus, or indie music versus some of the more popular stuff. I mean, how do you compare Lady Gaga to even the Rolling Stones, for example, if you wanted to go old school versus what's out there now, or an Annie Lennox versus, you know, Heart. And then, of course, the errors, I think, make it tough how music is now compared to how music was then. And we're going to do more segments on and introduce you to more artists, because I think it's fun to do this. There's some great music out there in Connecticut and some of the cool spots there, because you're over the bridge from Manhattan, in the Heartland, in some of these really small towns. There's great musicians. I'm starting to find some of the hidden gems that we have across the country, of pockets of just amazingly talented people. And I'm hoping to be able to at least once a month introduce you to some of those. If you know of anyone and you want to submit them to me, shoot it to me through the website, America Tonight, just like we just went to the website, of course, to check the email, americatonight.net. Click on email and send me their info to be sure. The NBA. Could it be more frustrating that first you have the NFL, which we keep hearing that, yeah, things are closer. Maybe they're going to solve this before training camp. Of course, it's not likely at this point, where we're staring down the 21st, 22nd. I'm going to say that's going to be tough to. To make that the deadline for some of those camps. But I think it's still going to be tough to solve this, because there still is no give. They're talking about proposals and they're meeting more, and I guess that's a good sign. And in the meantime, you have a situation with the NBA. Same thing. You're dealing with the same thing. Is the NBA learning and watching and seeing what's going on with the NFL? So Billy Hunter is talking about, and of course that's his thing, the players union. He's talking about the fact that the players really don't want to sail on the season. They want to be on the hardwoods and they want to play.
These are individuals who have been competitive all their lives. They played since junior high, high school through college, and they want to go and showcase their skills and ability on the global stage. And when the season rolls around, they're ready to go. And as you're aware, many of them will probably be playing for a lot less than they're going to be paid in the NBA, but they want to play.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Your whole life, I mean, what a great living, right? I don't care what you're getting paid. You're a professional basketball player, and you get to do something you love that you've done from the time you were a kid. There's absolutely that part of them that they want to be playing. They don't want to sit this one out. And like I said, you take a page from the NFL and what's happening there. And the NFL Players Association player guy, their rep, DeMaurice Smith, is saying that they have a vote of confidence, but they've got to, which means they're getting closer, but they have to finish up some of the points in this collective bargaining agreement. And part of the holdup in taking this vote, supposedly, it's what I heard on ESPN anyway, was that the player reps didn't have the final document. They couldn't even look at it. So they're not just going to take their word for it. And they might have this vote, maybe if they're lucky Thursday. They're hoping that maybe Thursday there would be a vote right before the owners are supposed to meet in Atlanta and have their own vote on this proposed deal. And that would probably be good. Because if we don't have NFL, what do you think it's going to be like in this country on Sundays? Oof. Sounds crazy to say, but it is part of the American fabric. And for those of you listening to us in other countries who say, oh, you know, who cares about American football? I mean, it is a cultural thing, much like soccer is, perhaps, or you're listening to me, or rugby. And, boy, you think of soccer and the hooligans in soccer, and you think of how rabid the fans are. Imagine if you just completely evaporated that sport, just dried it up, boom, no competition, we're not playing, we're not doing it. There'd be a lot of people that'd be pretty upset. Same thing, like I said, with rugby, and, of course, there's other things you could point out, too. Cricket, even. You know, in India, cricket couldn't be bigger, right? And you think of that completely drying up in some of those international competitions, and you'd have some people that would be just banging the doors down. With the NFL, I mean, there's people that want to bang the doors down. I think they're pretty much upset with the fact that they couldn't cut a, why haven't they cut a deal? But some of the things that they apparently agreed upon is this idea that they would have more injury protection than the benefit. So in addition to a player's salary in the season that he's injured, the player would get about $1 million for the first year after the injury and about $500,000 in the second year. I think that's good because we can say what we want about the players, but if you've ever been down on the field, and I have, it's like freight trains hitting each other. I was stunned. And, of course, I'm a woman. I didn't play football. But you go down to the field and you see how fast that game is. And it is, I mean, it's mind-blowing how fast that game moves. And I'm surprised that there aren't more injuries. There's already enough injuries. So that I think they should get covered. And there's also an annual increase in minimum salaries for players. They're saying 10% increase for rookies, 12% for second-year people. And then the increases would go throughout the life of the 10-year collective bargaining agreement. So I think that's fair. There's about 1,000 of the 1,800-plus NFL players were minimum. Imagine that, 1,000 were minimum salary players. And to me, that seems fair because that would help settle some of the arguments they've had. The increases make sense to me. And we'll see. We'll see if they take that vote. The Hall of Fame game is supposed to happen regardless. St. Louis Rams and the Bears. That's going to happen no matter what. And it's been 4 months. Can you believe it? 4 months since this lockout. It's the first work stoppage in the NFL since 1987. Kind of they're taking a page out of what's happening on the Hill, right, with the deficit and the lifting of the debt ceiling, to do it or to not do it. That's been going on, well, certainly much longer than 4 months, but the talk has been at least very heavy in the last 4 months. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me. Again, go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email.